Eva is going to come and read to us from Acts 12, verses 6 to 16. And Eva was one of the satellites. He was in the satellite team.
I am reading from Acts chapter 12, verse 6 to 16, and I am reading it from the New Living Translation. The night before Peter was to be placed on trial, he was asleep, fastened with two chains between two soldiers. Others stood at guard at the prison gate. Suddenly, there was a bright light in the cell, and an angel of the Lord stood before Peter. The angel struck him in the side to awaken him, and said, "Quick, get up," and the chains fell off his wrists. Then the angel told him, "Get dressed and put on your sandals," and he did. "Now put on your coat and follow me," the angel ordered. So Peter left the cell, following the angel, but all the time he thought it was a vision. He didn't realize it was actually happening. They passed the first and second guard posts and came to the iron gate leading to the city. And this opened up for them all by itself. So they passed through and started walking down the street, and then the angel suddenly left him. Peter finally came to his senses. "It's really true," he said. "The Lord has sent his angel down and saved me from Herod and what the Jewish leaders had planned to do to me." When he realized this, he went to the home of Mary, the mother of John Mark, where many were gathered for prayer. He knocked at the door and the gate, and a servant girl named Rhoda came to open it. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed that instead of opening the door, she ran back inside and told everyone. "Peter is standing at the door." "You're out of your mind," they said. When she insisted, they decided it must be his angel. Meanwhile, Peter continued knocking. When they finally opened the door and saw him, they were amazed. He motioned for them to quiet down and told them how the Lord had led him out of prison. "Tell James and the other brothers what happened," he said. And then he went to another place. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. If this was last week, that would have deserved 10 points to the satellites, I reckon. Thanks, Eva. If any younger ones would like to go over to the craft table now, perhaps if you're six this or under and you want to go, then please do. And you'll be able to hear what's going on from over there. And there'll be a drama halfway through the talk that I'm giving. So you'll be able to see it from over there as well. And we talked about this on Friday, about Peter escaping from the jail. So we're going to look at it in a little bit more depth this morning. So a bit of background. More and more people had started following Jesus, and even the Gentiles were believing and receiving the Holy Spirit. God was at work. And whenever God is working, his enemy isn't very happy. Now, we don't know exactly what or who his enemy is. It's Satan, but we don't know exactly who or what Satan is. And that's a seriously deep study. But whatever Satan is, he is everything that is opposed to God. And he hates it when humans flourish, when humans thrive. He doesn't want people to hear the good news about Jesus and turn to follow Jesus. And so he likes to scheme. And there's a lot of scheming that has gone on in the background to the story that Eva has read to us. The religious leaders had heard that in some places, non-Jews, known as Gentiles, were being accepted into God's family because they followed Jesus. The leaders didn't like it. These outsiders came with a completely different cultural background and a different understanding of life. Allowing them to be part of the community of God's people raised complicated questions. And lots of things that had once seemed sort of black and white would be less certain, less clear cut. And the religious leaders, they wanted to keep things under control, nice and tidy. And these Gentile believers, they were creating mess. And so the religious leaders started to make life difficult for anyone who was following Jesus. They complained to King Herod, the highest authority, about all these new people who were ruining their nice, neat, organized faith. And Herod responded by arresting and killing James. James had been a disciple of Jesus, and he was one of the main people who were spreading the good news about Jesus. And his death made some people really happy. Those who didn't like the Gentiles coming into God's family. And that made Satan happy too, because he was using the religious people, the people who should know better, to hinder the mission of God. And Satan did that lots throughout the Old Testament. He did it lots in the New Testament. And I think he does it lots in the world today. So we as God's people need to be really careful. We need to pray for great wisdom and discernment so that we too can join in with what God is doing and not hinder his plans. But when Herod saw how happy the death of James made people, he decided to have Peter arrested too. And Peter, as we learned at Holiday Club, was another follower of Jesus, and he had been empowered by the Holy Spirit to tell people from many different countries about Jesus. And clearly King Herod, although a religious man, was more concerned with pleasing the religious leaders than he was pleasing his God. A fatal error that later on in the Bible costs him dearly. Anyway, Herod orders four squads of four people each to guard Peter's cell, to guard just one man. And each squad would guard Peter for 3 hours, and then another squad would take over to make sure that the guards couldn't get tired or bribed or fall asleep on the job. From a human perspective, a human point of view, Peter was never going to get out of jail except to be executed. And I wonder, do we have situations in our lives and in the life of this church that sometimes seem impossible from a human point of view? Let's take a look at our drama.
Do you ever dream?
Oh yes, sometimes I have really exciting dreams and I'm really disappointed when I wake up. I try to get back to sleep again.
Do you ever dream?
Sometimes, but often I don't like my dreams. They scare me. When I have a nightmare, I'm relieved to wake up.
Do you ever dream?
Oh yes, but my dreams never seem to make sense. I'm sometimes chatting away to TV stars, but in the strangest of places.
Dreams can sometimes seem so real.
Once, a strange thing happened to Peter.
It was so strange he didn't know whether he was dreaming or whether it was real.
Horrid King Herod Agrippa had James, the brother of John, arrested and put to death.
Now he had arrested Peter and thrown him into jail, intending to have him put to death too.
The people of the church never stopped praying for Peter.
He was chained between two guards.
And there were more guards on duty at the prison gate.
There was no escape.
Peter was fast asleep.
Fast asleep? How could he be fast asleep at a time like this?
Perhaps he trusted God.
Suddenly, an angel of the Lord stood there, and a light shone in the cell. The angel shook Peter by the shoulder, woke him up, and said,
"Quick, get up."
At once, the chains fell off Peter's hands.
"Get dressed and put on your sandals. Now put on your coat and follow me."
The angel led Peter out of prison. Peter followed him, but he thought he was having a dream.
Past the first guard.
Didn't the guard wake up?
No.
Didn't he see Peter then?
Apparently not.
Past the second guard.
Tut tut, not sleeping on duty, surely.
Well, they were highly trained soldiers. They wouldn't sleep on duty, but...
And out through the iron gate leading to the city.
Peter walked free and found himself standing in the city street. Then the angel left him.
Wow, now I know that it is really true. The Lord sent his angel to rescue me from Herod's power.
He went to the home of Mary, the mother of John Mark. Many people had gathered there and they were praying.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Peter.
Peter who?
Peter.
Wow.
The servant girl, Rhoda, ran back to the others. She was so excited. She forgot to open the door.
It's Peter.
Peter who?
Peter.
Are you mad? Peter's in prison. It must be his angel.
Eventually, they opened the door, and there was Peter. They were amazed to see him.
How daft.
What?
Why were they so amazed that God had rescued Peter? Why wouldn't they believe it was him?
Yeah, they had been praying all night that God would rescue him, and when he did, they didn't believe it.
God really does hear our prayers, and he does answer them.
Isn't it brilliant to know that God listens to us when we speak to him?
It certainly is.
Isn't it brilliant to know that God listens to us when we speak to him? Isn't it? It certainly is, yes. Brilliant, thank you. Thanks for that drama. Before the drama, we thought about how Peter's situation was impossible from a human perspective. And I wondered about situations in our lives or in the life of this church that sometimes might seem impossible when viewed from a human point of view. And we heard from the reading earlier and the drama just now what went on to happen in this impossible situation. So let's think about that together. These were difficult times for the believers. James had been killed by Herod, and it looked as though Peter would be next. What happened then is really, really important. You see, whilst Peter was locked in a prison cell, his friends all got together around Mary's house. And Mary, as we heard, is the mother of John Mark, who we meet later in the Bible, and meet in the Gospels. And we also the auntie of Barnabas, who we also meet in the Bible. But what do they do while they're round at Mary's? They pray. And we thought about prayer in last week's sermon, didn't we? We thought about prayer on day 5 of Holiday Club 2. And we're going to be thinking about prayer this Wednesday evening here. Details are in your update. But prayer, as we know, is a powerful weapon, and it causes strongholds to come tumbling down and down and down. And whilst this prayer was going on, what was happening with Peter? Peter, we heard, was sleeping. He was sleeping like a baby. He'd been arrested. He was chained between two soldiers. And if what had happened to James was anything to go by, he was about to get executed. I don't think many of us would have found it that easy to sleep so soundly in such a situation. But of course, there were a bunch of believing friends praying for him. And we believe in the power of prayer, don't we? Yes. And as we heard at Holiday Club, the longer Peter followed Jesus, the more he grew to trust Jesus. Like when Jesus showed Peter that he knew more about fishing than Peter, an experienced fisherman, did. And do you remember the nets nearly broke in that story? Or when Peter learnt that Jesus was more than able to save in the storms of the sea or the storms of life. And as the chained Peter was sleeping peacefully, suddenly the cell burst with light. It was an angel. And the angel had to poke Peter to wake him up because he was sleeping that soundly. "Quick! Get up," the angel said as Peter's chains fell off. "Get dressed, put on your sandals and follow me." And having been stirred from a deep slumber, Peter wondered, "Am I dreaming? What's been going on?" But still he followed the angel past all the guards and straight out through the open gates of the prison that opened up, just like those automatic doors at John Lewis or Tesco's or other brands are available. As Peter and the angel headed down the street in the cool night air, the angel left Peter. And by then, Peter would have been fully awake, trying to make sense of what had just happened. But he couldn't. And he realized it was a miracle. And he ran straight round to Mary's because he knew that the believers would be gathered there. And he knocked on the door. And a girl named Rhoda came to the door. "I wonder who that is," she must have thought, "at this late hour." And when she heard Peter's voice, she was so excited that she ran straight back into the house without even letting him in. I think that's really funny. And then Rhoda ran into the middle of a prayer meeting and screamed, "Peter is at the door." They'd been praying every day since Peter went to prison, and the response to Rhoda was, "You're out of your mind." What Rhoda was saying seemed impossible. And I wonder if there are times when we have been praying for ages and God gives an answer and we just don't see it. At least not at first. The gathered people decided that Rhoda must have seen Peter's guardian angel. And in those days, the people believed that each person had a guardian angel that looked like the person they were guarding. It's not something that we find in the Bible, but it was a belief that some people had then. And so Rhoda was there disrupting this prayer meeting as she tried to convince the believers that the actual real human Peter was outside, that their prayers had actually really been answered. And meanwhile, Peter continued to knock. I love the irony. Peter had got out of jail where he was under armed guard and the doors had just opened for him, but he couldn't get into his friend's house because they were all praying for him and not quite ready to see that God had answered their prayers and that he was standing there right outside the door knocking. Eventually, someone must have heard the knocking. So they went to the door, opened it, and saw Peter standing before them. Peter motioned to them, probably put his fingers to his mouth so that they wouldn't shriek with joy too loudly. He didn't want the whole neighborhood alerted to the fact that he was out of jail. And when Peter finally got inside the house, he told his friends about the miracle that had just happened, how God had made the impossible possible. He then told them to share what had happened with others outside the church. Sorry, with others from the church. It would boost their faith. It would encourage them to keep praying for God's will to be done, even when humanly they could not see the way forward. And maybe we need to take the encouragement too. We need to pray for one another. We need to hold up one another's hands in prayer, as we thought about in last week's message. The upcoming Wednesday evening prayer meetings will be a great way to do that. And as believers and as a church community, we will face difficulties. We can, however, be encouraged that if we're trusting in God, if we're serving God, he will never leave us. He will be with us every step of the way. And he wants to offer each of us his peace and strength amidst our every difficult situation. And we may be experiencing circumstances right now that we can't pick our way through humanly. We just can't see how it could work out. But we need to pray that no matter how tough situations seem, that God's will be done. And we need to remember that sometimes God might answer our prayers in ways that are perhaps unexpected. Perhaps ways we don't even feel quite ready for. And we need to remember that Herod thought he could stop God's work by persecuting believers. But listen, no one can stop God's plans. Yes, God's plans can be hindered and frustrated, but they can never be stopped. And if you read on to 8 verses on from the reading that Eva read to us, Acts 12, verse 24, you will see what happens towards the end of that story, which says, "Meanwhile, the word of God continued to spread, and there were many new believers." Attempts to stop God's work will fail every time. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you that we can talk to you, that we can pray and tell you what is on our heart, and we can listen to you to find out what's on your heart. Help us to be encouraged to pray, because we can know that you are listening, that you will walk with us every step of the way through our difficult circumstances and through our good circumstances. And help us to know that sometimes you answer in ways that are unexpected. Help us to see that and to give you thanks and to respond. And Lord, help us to lift up one another. And Lord, we pray that in these prayer meetings over the next 5 weeks, starting this Wednesday evening, you will be powerfully present in ways that perhaps we do not yet ask or imagine. Lord, we ask that as we show up, we trust and know that you will show up. In Jesus' name, amen.